You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and we're approaching the month of May, and in Irish tradition, the month of May is a very important month. Starts off with May Day and the celebration of Bealtaine. And it has been growing in Ireland, where during the month of May, people are encouraged to explore what might be their artistic endeavours that they would not have traditionally explored. And a whole month is devoted to encouraging people to explore this. Well, the festival is Jumping the Atlantic, and it's coming to Toronto. And it is getting underway a little bit early, and that's to give people time to figure out what's going on. And the king of all birds is going to be arriving. That's like the snowbirds coming back from south this time of the year.
Yeah.
And Joy Nesbitt and Martha Knight are both here with me. Welcome, ladies, and thank you for coming along. What's going on with
the king of
all the birds and Joy?
We're here to chat about the King of All Birds, which is a show that I wrote and performed, and Joy Nesbitt, who's here, is directing a show that premiered in 2023 at the Dublin Fringe Festival and is now crossing the pond to Toronto and will be part of the Bealtaine Festival with Canada Ireland Foundation from the 25th to the 27th of April. Just as you say, just that little bit before the May time, but ringing it in all the same. So that is the King of All Birds.
And what's the concept here?
I started developing the show maybe, we premiered it 2 years ago, and before that I had been developing it for 2 years at least. And it came from this, I don't know if you know of this phenomenon of aerial photography in Irish houses. Like there's a real, when I was a child, I grew up in Dublin, but I spent a lot of time in the countryside, and it feels like a real thing to have a photograph of your house in your house, an aerial photograph of your house. It feels like a real point in time where they were just everywhere. And for me, that was when I was young. And the concept started with this obsession with these aerial photos and where they came from and who took them. And it developed then into, I had a conversation with my granny who had one. She's Drumady, County Mayo, which is just outside Claremorris. And she wasn't able to tell me anything, just that a man had come to the door and sold her the photo. And I was just so interested in that as an idea, like, why was there a point in time where somebody could knock on your door and say, this is a photograph of your house, would you like to buy it from me? It just feels so so different to the point of time that we are in now. So I was fascinated by that conversation, and that turned into this this interest in Ireland from the sky and the history of Ireland from the sky and Ireland as seen from above. So we tell the story of Ireland as seen from above, from way back into mythology and deep history, and all the way up to kind of where we are at now with drones and satellites.
Joy, you're participating to what in what capacity?
So I'm the director of the show. So basically the show itself is Martha performs by herself. She's performing in a one-woman piece where she's telling a bunch of tales about Ireland from above, and she's performing the Wild Mountain Time multiple times with different instrumentation. And as she's telling these stories, we get to know the life of Mad King Sweeney and his life, you know, circling around the island of Ireland. So for me, as a director, I'm originally from the U.S. I'm from Texas, and I was invited onto this project by Martha, and my concern was that, you know, I'm an American, so what do I know about Ireland? And I had been living there for, you know, around 2 years at the time. And it was a really good opportunity to kind of have those conversations about how the mythology behind the things that our ancestors and our parents and grandparents give to us. My work is as the director has been mostly about facilitating and giving specificity to Martha's tales and giving a little bit of context as we've been rehearsing, which has been beautiful.
You mentioned, Martha, you know, drones and satellites and the photography that went with it. And I've seen these photographs in houses of people's houses taken because, yeah, I can relate. And I used to be in the satellite industry at one stage. So, but now we all have either we all have phones or we can get drones quite easily. So, the story from the sky, it's a fascinating concept. In the course of what you were writing and what you were doing, was there anything that surprised you? Was there anything that you uncovered or jumped out at you?
Yeah, Joy kind of mentioned there this Mad King Sweeney myth. It's kind of the first piece of written down, the first written text that we have in the Irish language. Buile Himne, the ballad or I don't know exactly what the translation is, the story of Mad King Sweeney. And he's this king, this pagan king who was cursed to roam Ireland as a bird, like turned into a bird and cursed to roam the land. And I was interested in that in terms of this this aerial view of Ireland that we've always had this, and it's beautiful. Seamus Heaney has a gorgeous translation of it. That's the one that I read, but it's all these really gorgeous ancient descriptions of Ireland from above, and obviously at the time it was written, it was totally imagined, and now we have such access to that particular view of Ireland. Like I could look at it on Google Maps right now, and there's just this kind of interesting, this strange feeling of like, oh, we've always had that, and we were always obsessed with this view of ourselves from above, but now we have just such immediate access to it. That was quite surprising to me, especially that discovering that myth. I talk a lot in the piece about all of the different people. This kind of period where we were starting to take to the sky and the first people to see Ireland from above, like we talk about Richard Crosby, who was the first person to fly a hot air balloon, so probably the first person to see Ireland from the sky, and then all the people who the first person to fly an airplane in Ireland, and all of these different versions of seeing Ireland from the sky for the first time. So that was all quite surprising. There's all these interesting characters in the story of Ireland from the sky, and this kind of point in time from like what the 1910s to maybe the 1930s, where it was just these people who just had this idea that they wanted to, they were just obsessed with being in the sky, kind of maverick people, you know, that all that is so interesting to me.
So Joy, given that you say you come from Texas and you're dealing with the author who is also the actor, so you as the outsider coming in to tell the one who wrote the script what to do is an interesting concept in itself, but as an outsider, what this is covering is something that's highly visual, and yet you're doing it effectively in word and song.
Yeah. So I think what's beautiful, this is so metaphorical and theoretical, but like the most beautiful part about theater is that we get to really ask audiences to drop in and, you know, believe in something that they can barely see. That's what I love about making theater. And the thing that I love about directing is that you get the opportunity to spend time with a feeling and try to give an audience the opportunity to feel that feeling, maybe not from the real feeling, but from things that you fabricate. In addition to that, there's the thing that I was really excited about is just that like Irish culture is so predicated upon telling stories and people being able to sit around and talk and tell a tale, and people really listen in a way that like in the States we listen to each other, but we don't listen in as intently as Irish folks do, which is really wonderful about the culture. So what we wanted to do is kind of create a situation in which Martha as a storyteller is someone that we come to meet, respect her energy, meet her where she's at and listen to those tales. And as like the director with the writer, you know, I think it was a great asset, and Martha can tell you that this is so not true, but I think it's a good asset to have somebody who's not Irish directing, because then it forced, you know, the conversation to be clearer than it would be, and also cross-cultural. I come from a religious Texas background, Black church. So in many ways that is also based very much upon speeches and telling stories and feeling connected to each other through ancestry. And so it was really beautiful to be able to like bring that and infuse that into the story and make it feel that cross-cultural to a point where like, you know, not only I could understand it as somebody who's not from the culture, but also somebody who may have a similar connection to their families would be able to have that kind of conversation. So it was really lovely. Martha and I didn't fight at all. Not once.
No. Martha, when you bring music and song into it, are you drawing on what material did you draw on?
Yeah. So we, as Joy said, The Wild Mountain Song is my favourite song, and like always has been, and I've just heard it in so many different contexts, and it's always one that people will like. It's so often somebody's song that they sing. I've heard it at funerals, I've heard it at weddings, sing songs, you know, so it just feels like it's so present. And it's this ancient song, like it kind of comes from Ireland, it also kind of comes from Scotland, like it's it feels like it comes from a time before those places even existed, you know. So it's that song that I chose to focus on and to really pick apart. So in the show, we go from that song accompanied by traditional acoustic instruments, like I play the mandolin and the guitar, but then we move to kind of heavier electronic instruments, like I accompany myself with the vocoder and I have a loop pedal and stuff. So we bring that kind of ancient Irish traditional music into a more contemporary electronic music-y space, and just what that does to the music is really interesting. But then there's also this funny thing that I discovered with the vocoder in particular, which is an instrument that kind of takes the sound of your voice and harmonizes your own voice. It sounds almost like you can get it to sound like a traditional instrument, you can get it to sound like a drone or like a an accordion. There's all that kind of, there was a lot to mine in terms of how traditional music kind of comes up against like heavy electronic music and what that says. There's all this, because the storytelling is so about you know, this myth and history up to the present day, and then kind of in a more abstract way and in a more feeling kind of emotional way, we connect those things through the music as well. And that was massively important to me, that kind of journey through the music, through the piece.
Fantastic. Well, you're hitting Toronto. I see it's Friday the 25th to Sunday the 27th. And that's 8 p.m. And you're at the Ontario Heritage Centre, which is on Adelaide Street. And tickets are available through CanadaIrelandFoundation.com. There's an events tab. You can get all the details there. And it is the King of All Birds. And Martha is the writer and performer, and Joy being the director. You're coming to at a time when things are warming up a little. So,
oh, good. Thank God.
Summer's here. The summertime is
blooming. Indeed. Well, it'll take be a little longer before they bloom in Ottawa. But they're blooming in Toronto.
Great.
Martha and Joy, thank you so much for taking the time. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Enjoy your Canadian visit.
Thank you so much.
In about 30 minutes, we will crown a new king.
And the trees are sweetly blooming.
And then.
And the wild mountain boy grows around the blooming. Will you go?